Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Well, all the way from the Paris of the Prairie, Saskatchewan boy Steven Saigo joins us now. He's on the farm. He's starting his day bright and early. Saskatchewan pride. Thanks for taking the time to join us all the way from Saskatchewan, Steven.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's no problem at all.
I tell you what, we've had a really good run of clan chats, the off-season edition here, and I've enjoyed them all, but I was really looking forward to catching up with you. I believe last year when we did this, you had to run into town to a coffee shop because I think you and I both have Wi-Fi issues living out in the country and living out on the farm, but it seems that we've made good on this one. How's the summer been so far for you?
Yeah, it's been really good. Just been kind of relaxed and taking it easy on the farm, spending a lot of time here. Working out and golfing a little bit, but spending most of my time on the farm here with Emily and my mom and sister. No, it's been really good. The weather hasn't been the best. You can see behind, I don't know if you can tell behind me, it looks like another day of rain and wind here in the prairies.
I was just about to say it looks nice and bright there because it's a bit overcast here as it always is in Ireland. So I was thinking you might have had some sun there.
No sun today. It's just been, we've just been getting ripped with wind and some storms the last few days. So,
well, I hope all is well on the farm with that weather. It sounds like you're having some great family time, spending time with family and loved ones. Have you caught up with your good pal and teammate, Rylan Schwartz, at all, or is he too busy off golfing and jet setting?
Yeah, he does his golf trips and traveling around a little bit in the summer, but no, I saw him yesterday in the gym. He was just finishing up as I arrived. So I usually see him a few times a week, either in the gym or on the golf course. So I'm sure maybe and I'll catch him. I don't know. I'll see him today. I might miss him today because I'll have to leave a little later.
Well, tell him that Laura, our marketing guru, and myself are trying to pin him down for a clan chat as well. But I think he was away somewhere in Hawaii golfing. He was all over the place, so good for him. But it's good to see that you guys are touching base in the gym. What does a day look like for you in the off season? Is it summer skates started, or is it just in the gym and some weights right now?
No, yeah, I haven't started skating. I usually take a month or two off the ice just to focus on the gym as much as possible, try and gain a little weight and strength. So I'm just sort of waking up and, you know, having breakfast, go to the gym. And then if the weather allows, I'll go golf with some friends of mine or with Rylan. And yeah, then just come back and spend a lot of time on the farm, hanging out with the dogs and the cats and the horses. And my girlfriend Emily's been bird watching a lot. That's her sort of summer activity. She feeds the birds and takes pictures and watches to see which ones we're getting in the backyard. She's got a whole list of ones she's seen this year and everything. So that keeps her busy.
Well, you'll have to tell Emily that where I live here in Ireland, there's red kites that live over the farmer's field and behind me. They're huge birds. So ask Emily if she knows about red kites, birds of prey. What's in the garden there? Are there owls and hawks? Like what's she bird watching there?
We have a lot of grackles. I don't know if they're like sort of purple and green blackbirds. A lot of grackles, chickadees, hummingbirds, a lot of robins. All the robins are nesting right now, so there's lots of robin babies kind of chirping around in their nests right now.
Sounds idyllic. Is there lots of work to do on the farm too, Stephen? Like, does your mom put you to work, or is there a little bit of relaxation after the gym?
It's a lot of relaxation, I would say, for myself. There's a few odd jobs here and there that she'll get me to do that maybe she doesn't want to do. I had to till the garden last week, but it wasn't too intensive. It took me like maybe an hour. She takes it pretty easy on me, knows that I'm training hard, but I'll do the odd thing here and there for sure.
You should invite Rylan over under the guise of bird watching and a barbecue and put him to work, because we know he loves to get in and lift weights. He'd probably be pretty good at tilling the field.
Yeah, no, he wants to, he's been wanting to come over because we got a sauna now. So I got to have him over for a sauna, and then maybe I'll put him to work before work and then relax after.
Work hard, play hard. I was talking to one of your new teammates the other day from Finland, Juho Rautanen, and he talked very highly of you. He remembers going head-to-head in the Finnish Liga. And so as you head into year three in purple now, do you look back at some of the great hockey travels? I mean, you've played in Finland, Sweden, Germany, AHL, DEL, all the experience you've had, the KHL. Do you look back at that time, like almost 200 games in the Finnish Liga? I mean, one of the top leagues in the world, and Juho Rautanen was talking about how physical and defensive-minded that league is. Do you look back at your hockey journey and pinch yourself sometimes, the cool stops you've had along the way?
Yeah, for sure. I've been very fortunate that I've had the opportunity to live and play in so many different countries. I really enjoyed my time in Finland. I love the hockey there. The Finns, you know, they play hard, they're skilled, they're fast, they're physical. And I learned a lot while I was there, especially about, you know, practice intensity. They practice just as hard as they play. Like, it won't be uncommon for you to just get full on hit in practice by one of your teammates, because it's very similar to a game style, the way they practice. So I've gained a lot of experience playing in these different leagues, and Finland especially. I learned a lot about how to be a good pro and what it takes to, on a daily basis with that intensity, to make it, sort of.
Well, no, that's accurate. You are a consummate pro. And I wanted to touch on that a little bit. I mean, unfortunately, Devin Sidorov got injured at the late stages of the season last year, blocking a shot. And I think you're the captain of defense anyway, and you wear, an A as an alternate captain, but you wore the C down the stretch and led us to that playoff final weekend. Did you wear that C? I mean, I would assume you were feeling, I'm keeping it warm for Sid, but did you enjoy wearing the C and kind of leading the team down the stretch to that bit of history in the Final Four?
Yeah, it was something different. I've been an assistant captain before, and I've never really seen myself as a captain personally, but you kind of, as you get older and you kind of accept that role as a leader, as an older guy and someone who's been around and played professional for a longer time, I accepted it graciously, and I felt honored that Mike came to me after Sid got hurt. Obviously, that was a huge, huge loss for us in our lineup and in the locker room, not having a Sid around. I think he's a great leader, and it was real tough shoes to fill for sure. But, Mike had confidence in me, so that helped have a little more confidence in myself. And I just tried to do my best, lead a little more by example. That's kind of more my style. I'm maybe not quite as a vocal leader as Sid is, but No, it was special to be able to do that and be a part of taking the team to the Final Four.
I think that's interesting because I was talking to Alex Forbes maybe this time last month, and he said last year going into camp, he thought, how am I going to be a leader? Because I'm 29 now. I'm part of the Brit Pack. I've been around the EIHL for a lot of years now. And he kind of looked around the room and he said, there's such great leadership. There's quiet leadership who lead by example. There's more vocal leaders. There's leaders who, go out and lay a big hit. So I think that room altogether, there was a lot of leaders in our room last year, wasn't there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have Forbesy and Rob, Poolman, McKay, Schwartzy, as an older guy, he's a guy that really leads by example. He doesn't say much, but he does all his daily stuff. Like every day, he's a constant professional, that guy. Yeah, we had lots of good leadership in the room. So it made it quite easy for me to step into that role. And hold that seat for Sid while he was away. Just the fact we had such a good dressing room of good guys and players.
Yeah, and you could tell down the stretch the guys were playing for each other, playing for Mike, playing for the Purple Army, and it was a fantastic run-in. When you knew that Mike was coming back, are you kind of watching the signings and watching the social media and the website about who's coming back, and or are you totally off social media and all that when you're in Saskatchewan there? Have you been excited by some of the signings, the Messners, the Langens, and so on?
Yeah, definitely. No, I was ex when Mike told me they had offered him to come back as the head coach, I was really excited. I think lots of us that were coming back were excited and were happy with how he took over mid-season and the direction he took us in. So I was really excited about that. And then, yeah, I've been very excited about the signings. Obviously, Messner, Risk, Langan, the three guys that I really wanted back. Rylan. Obviously, I wanted him back. He's my good friend, and I really like him as a teammate and a player. I was happy to have, yeah, everyone that signed back. I've been happy to have Rob, Forbesy. I don't want to miss anyone. Obviously, Teppo. Teppo, I was very excited about because I was unsure if he was going to sign back. I had heard some rumors that some other teams were giving him some offers and that he might not come back. So when he messaged me, the morning after he signed back, I was really excited about that because I wanted to play with him again. I think we had a really good sort of chemistry going, and our playing styles kind of match up well together. So I was really happy that he came back, that we could be D partners again for another season.
Yeah, like I talked to him last week. I don't know if you watched the clan chat with Macaulay, but I think he might be one of the most interesting guys in EIHL history. I mean, whether it's the nice suits, the great haircut, or just the way he goes out and takes people into the wall hard. He's just a very interesting guy, very cerebral. But he did tell me one of the first texts he sent after he knew he was going to re-sign back is he just sent you a note saying, "I'm coming back, partner." So he just
Yeah.
seems to be the guy that kind of gets it. He really bought into being a part of the Glasgow Clan, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I love the way he plays. Like you said, he's strong, so strong on the walls. He's a real patient on the puck, like in all areas of the ice, whether it's coming out of the D zone or on the offensive blue line. He makes really smart plays and decisions. And yeah, I think we both do certain things differently, and they complement each other really well.
Oh, it was a great pairing, and he loved playing with you. And he kind of told me he loved Glasgow too. He loved the club. He didn't know as much about the EIHL ahead of time, but now, I mean, he was saying to Juho Rautanen, and I'm sure he's been helpful in that regard because he told Juho Rautanen, like, it's a great club. The league is really good. So it's interesting when the Finnish guys start chirping like that as well because they have a better sense of humor than people think. But I don't know if anyone has a scarier sort of locked-in stare than Macaulay Teppo outside the dressing room in Belfast in the playoff quarterfinals. I came down to say hi to Mike, and I saw Teppo and his laser focus. He's not someone to be messed with when he's dialed in, is he?
Yeah, no, he can get pretty intense during games. I like it. I like it. He'll get upset and mad, and yeah, I like it. I like his intensity when it comes to games.
And Juho Rautman told me, like he said, yeah, I reached out to Teppo, and you know, we talked about the Finnish Liga. They talked about you, and so it seems like our defense corps is shaping up nicely to have that nice, the different sort of styles. Like you say, you're quite different than Teppo, but it's a great pairing. And then you add a Juho Rautanen into the mix, and it's guys. I mean, all of you guys combined, it would be probably 700 or 800 games in the Finnish Liga. So that can only be good, having that experience heading into next season.
Yeah, definitely. Juho's a big pickup for us with his experience and his caliber. So I'm excited to see how he'll fare in the EI. And yeah, I think he'll do really well and be a big key for us on the back end.
We were very lucky with, not lucky, the guys, both Corey down the stretch to pick up a Brady Risk and Mike to pick up a Messner. And those are two guys at different levels, right, or different lengths of time. I mean, Brady was from about Christmas onwards. Mick was after the Christmas period into the new year. But are you excited to see Brady Risk and Mick Messner have a full season in the EIHL? Because once they both figured out the league, they really caught fire for the club.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they both could have big years here coming up. I mean, Risky, that was his first year of professional hockey. And he had to change teams halfway through the year. And I know from myself doing that and from seeing other guys do that, it's not an easy thing to do because you get settled on a team and in a different league with a different play style. And then you have to switch to a new team with different, you know, the style of hockey kind of changes up a little bit, and it can be a difficult thing, but Risky settled in right away. And you saw, he's got that ability to score with his shot and his release. So I'm excited to see what he can do now from what he's learned in his first year pro and what he'll do in his sophomore season. I can only see him getting better. Personally, just from what I've seen throughout my career with younger players. And yeah, Messner, he fit in right away too. He's got an amazing release on his shot. Like, I watch him in practice, and I've seen it a bunch of times, but every time he rips it over the goalie shoulder, I'm always just kind of amazed at how hard he can shoot it. That's another guy too, like, he's giving him a full year to start with the team from the beginning, you know, to be comfortable right from the start. I'm excited to see what he can do with a full year.
Interesting. A full year with both Mr. and Risk is going to be so beneficial. But it was interesting that Liam Sulier was on ClanChat last week, and he said, like, he can't believe how heavy Messner's shot is. And they live together, so they'd go back home and talk about, you know, how do I stop more pucks when you're Suli and Mess to be saying, how do I score more goals? So that heavy shot is something that clearly it can sneak up on you. But he unbelievable how he just found his stride right away. And to have him for a full season, it's going to be exciting to see Messner have 50 plus games, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Like, he's strong. He can move. He understands the game, and he does a lot of good things. So, I loved having him on the power play because all I would try and do is get him the puck as much as possible and let him shoot. So I'm fine with that. Just give it over to him and let him do his thing.
You're heading into your third year in Glasgow. I mean, another year coming up in purple. And I think back to two seasons ago, and the first few times I met you, you were kind of getting settled into life in Glasgow. And then the start of last year, you told me how much you enjoyed the first year in Glasgow. And at the end of the year, when I was talking to you, a big smile on your face, you're happy to come back. It seems like Glasgow has kind of become a bit of a second home, if you will. Somewhere you feel comfortable, and you got one of your childhood friends, Rylan Schwartz, there again, and, you know, Sid and all these guys that you've become friends with, Teppo. But is it more than hockey? I mean, obviously you like the city and you enjoy living in Glasgow going into year three.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Obviously, if I didn't, I wouldn't keep coming back. But no, for Emily and I, like you said, it's been like a second home for us, or really like a first home for us, because we move around. So we've been moving around so often the last 4 years. So it's nice to have a bit of a home base, and we get treated really well in Glasgow as professional players. Like, the organization's very professional and they're constantly trying to improve, which is always a great thing, especially as a player. Like, there's always things they're looking at, what they can do better and how they can help us more. And then the fans in the city as well. Like, the fans are so involved and they're so passionate. I don't know if I've really seen that anywhere else. Obviously, every team I've been on has had fans, and the fan club and the diehard fans. And maybe it's just the language thing, that everybody speaks my language now in England. But no, just all the interactions I have with the fans, whether it's at like an awards night or the trivia night or the clan skates after the game, they're always so supportive and positive. And, you know, even when things aren't going well, they're right there behind us. So that's a good feeling to know. I mean, know you have that sort of support from off the ice. So yeah, everything's just kind of come together really well from all angles in Glasgow. And yeah, I've just been really enjoying it.
It's interesting you say that, because Teppo, again, your D partner, said like the organization treated him well, and he could see that the organization wanted to be better. When guys that have played, you know, like Teppo's played 330 games in the Finnish Liga, one of the top leagues in the world, when guys are saying, oh, I like the organization, I like the city, that helps it with recruitment too, right? Because when you start talking to other Finnish players, or you start talking to other North American possible imports, and you can tell them that this is a league and an organization and a group that wants to get better and go the right way, that's really important, that we're pulling on the same rope and heading in the same direction in Glasgow, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the hockey business is such a word of mouth business. Everybody kind of knows everyone. So, you know, you get a few bad reviews and that word will spread throughout the community, whether it's to players or coaches or, you know. So I think the organization is doing a really good job of making sure that they get good reviews from their players and their coaches. And yeah, I would have nothing. If a player asked me about Glasgow down the line, I would only have good things to say about the organization.
You mentioned the fans, the Purple Army. You're right. When things are going good, they're behind you. When things are going bad, they're still behind you, but they'll let you know that they want it to be better. Yeah. The video of the bagpiper going through Nottingham, I've asked a bunch of the guys that are coming back, like, did that give you, you know, the goosebumps on the back of the neck when you see a bagpiper and 300 or 400 members of the Purple Army parading down through the streets of Nottingham for semi-final Saturday? Was that something special that, you know, you see the video and go, wow, this is unbelievable?
Yeah. That the last 2 weeks of the season, I mean, the series against Belfast after we won, it was so loud in the building. Like, I've never seen that kind of excitement and energy. That was something special too, after beating Belfast. And then to go down to the final weekend the next week, you could tell how important and how much it meant to all the fans. And Mike showed us that video of the bagpiper and all the fans walking down the street to the arena before we played the third place game. So it was definitely a huge piece of motivation going into the weekend and before that third place game. It definitely gave me some goosebumps seeing all that support and just all the noise against Belfast. It was an exciting couple weeks.
It really was. And like, I've been around the Elite League for 18 years, and you know, people want to win the league because that's the big one, right? And the Challenge Cup is very important as well. But being a part of that Final Four is like being, you know, invited to the the season ending party, if you will, right? Like it's business, but yeah. You want to be at that gathering, that party. So it was your first Final Four, hopefully the first of many. Was there a moment that you kind of remember keenly, or was it just all, like you said, the couple of weeks, the weekend against Belfast and then the weekend in Nottingham? I'm just wondering, because I always look around at that Final Four and there's something that I go, wow, that's really special. And for me this year, it was you guys being there, right? Because I had to go and do the TV, yeah. Or who's there. But was there a moment you looked around and thought, you know, this is really, really special, whether, you know, seeing someone in the crowd, or was it you and Rylan in warm up? Like it's a special weekend.
Yeah. I'd say for the playoff weekend, coming out for warm ups against that game against Cardiff, it was, it kind of set the mood right away with all the different fans from the different teams. And we had our whole corner of Purple Army, and the warm-ups were so loud. It was one of the louder warm-ups I've been a part of. So that was pretty exciting. That gave me a lot of energy and excitement for the game.
I had to be impartial on the TV, and there's two things you can't do, right? I can't be a homer. I can't cheer for you guys, and I can't say the F word or whatever. So there's only a few rules I have to follow. I found it really hard not to kind of be emotionally invested when you guys came out against Cardiff, because that was a really, really intense game. And there were several members of the Devils management and coaching team who I saw after they won ultimately on the Sunday, but they told me their toughest game of the weekend was on Saturday. Like, you guys laid it all out against Cardiff. And I found it hard not to cheer from the broadcast position. But just talk about that game, because, I mean, really, it's a 3-1 game with the goalie pulled. But we fell a goal short. But, I mean, it was a tough game physically, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a real playoff-style game. It was – both teams, you could tell, were playing really strong defensively, trying not to give up anything, any sort of momentum. And, you know, that's just kind of playoff hockey. It can be tough to score. And it was a close game, and they just happened to get that one extra on us. We just fortunately couldn't tie it up. But it was a really good, you know, playoff final, intense defensive battle. I'm proud of how we did. Obviously it would have been great to win. It was quite disappointing when we lost, but I said to Sid after the game, like right after we lost, I ran into him just off the ice, and I said, that's a good start for us. Like, it's we can be happy that we got there and we gave ourselves a chance to get into the final. Now we just can't be satisfied with that, obviously. It's something to build off of and to give us, you know, something to look forward to and work towards.
I think that's a great point, because it's left us all, especially the players and the coaching staff, but even management and all that. I think it's left us all wanting more, but it's an important first step in that belief, right? It's a building block for what we should be in future seasons. I think back to last year, though, you had, unfortunately, you had a bit of a knock in preseason and cough burn, and you battled back from that, and you played some really great hockey, but you had a little bit of that sort of roller coaster of a season, right? And do you think back and go, because I had that injury and because we got to the playoff final, I just want to work so hard this summer and be in the best shape of my life? You're always in shape. But because it was that sort of emotional season of injury and get into the Final Four, does it feel like in that locker room, like, and for you personally, the next step is so, so close for a trophy or playing in a final?
Yeah, definitely. There was so much excitement going into that season after seeing all, you know, all the signings we had and the guys we picked up in September. After that first year losing to Sheffield, it kind of drove me to really put in the effort and time in the summer and make sure I was ready to go for the next season. And then to get injured in preseason was, pretty frustrating, to have to take 6 weeks and miss the start of the season, was tough. And like you said, it took me a little bit to find my rhythm after that injury. And then we were just battling through injuries and not having a full roster for so many games. So it was a bit of a frustrating season. We had a good end to get to the playoff finals. It was a nice sort of bonus at the end there. But yeah, overall the season was kind of up and down and a bit of a struggle at times. But yeah, getting that final weekend, I feel that sort of excitement and motivation again to put a lot of good work in this summer and make sure I'm still in shape. You know, I'm getting older, so just want to make sure I'm in good shape to play a lot of minutes and I'm excited to have a good start to the season and hopefully no injuries this year and knock on wood a little bit.
The reason I brought that up is because I knew we were going to be in good shape. You were injured and I saw you down in the gym after Coughburn and you were angry about the situation and you wanted to come back and play, but you know, you needed to do what was right medically as well. But the look in your eyes it reminded me of actually Teppo against Belfast. The look in your eyes to get back into the lineup and to get back into the battle with your teammates. I thought, you know what, Steven Saigo could play till he's 50 because it's just that look and it's that desire to get back in the lineup, that desire to be at your best. And so you're always in shape. So I just think it's interesting that even as a guy who's played in the Finnish league of the SHL, the KHL, still that burning desire to get back into the battle with your teammates. And you definitely had that last year and you led so well down the stretch. I think you and all the guys should be so proud because I know I was proud of you. All of the management was proud of you. And as we saw with that bagpiper, the Purple Army was certainly proud of you as well. The world we live in now is instant gratification and social media and hearing from the players and getting to know them. Do you have a message for the Purple Army as we head into the dog days of summer? You're on the farm there. You're going to try and put Ryland Schwartz to work. You're going to get in the sauna. You're going to do the workouts. But do you have a message for the Purple Army as we head into the summer, as you head into year three in Purple?
I guess I would just say be ready. Be ready for a great season because I think all the guys that are coming back are highly motivated. And we got a little taste of what success can bring. So I know all the returning guys are super excited and hungry to give you more, to give the fans more than what they got last year. And I know I'm sure all the incoming guys, once I get to meet them and know what they're all about, I'm sure they're all about the same thing. Cause I don't think Mike would bring in guys that are halfway half invested. So I think just get excited and bring the noise when we step on the ice, because that helps so much when we have you guys behind us.
Well, I think that's a lovely way to let you get on with your day there out west in the prairie. Steven Saigo, have a great summer. Tell Ryland Schwartz he owes us a clan chat. Hi to your partner, bird watching there. Tell her the red kites are flying over my house here in Ireland. Be safe, be well, enjoy the summer, and I really look forward to seeing you back here for your third season in Glasgow. So again, thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.